time. Give it up for Ruthie Foster. So I'm sitting doing my radio show this afternoon. The phone rings. I answer and he goes, "This is Alvin Bishop." I just about fell off my chair. What a nice guy he is, I'll tell you. Just a really sweet man. It's my honor, it's my privilege to introduce you to you, the legendary Alvin Bishop!
Thank you.
What a cool play. For the radio show this afternoon. I want to thank the Minnesota Blues Society for the t-shirt and the fan. I want to thank Ruthie Foster for being Ruthie Foster. I want to thank those nice fellas that met us at the airport yesterday. And Ruthie Foster, man, that hole in the pocket too, that tears me up. Is that great or what? Well, I'm the type of fellow when I do something right, I do it at the wrong time. This song right here is a song that I wrote about New Orleans, and I said, man, that's pretty good. I really nailed it this time. And it was right before Katrina. So about two-thirds of the places I've talked about in this tune don't exist anymore, but we hope you enjoy it. Thank you. guy's good. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bad sign when about 9:30 in the evening an elderly person sits down in a chair. That means they're going to start talking and reminiscing, and there's no telling when you'll be able to get them to shut up. I used to wonder why old people were always talking about the past, but now that I am old, I understand it. It's because there's so damn much of it. That's what it is. I was thinking the other day about when I was a kid in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a dry state, and my dad was a pretty dedicated drinker. And in those days, now this you won't believe. You say, well, he's just a damn liar. Gasoline, I'm talking about the middle 50s. Gasoline got down to 16 cents a gallon. Go for some of that right now, couldn't you? Yeah. But so everybody took driving vacations. We lived in Tulsa. That's in the northeast corner of the state. And we'd go to Arkansas for vacations, drive over there, you know. My dad would give the first kid a nickel that saw a beer sign once we got over the state line. You know? And then later, I got up in my teenage years. I kind of took after my dad, you know. And me and my partners would go over there to Arkansas and get in trouble, I guess, you know. But anyway, it's in the song. You listen. True story, true story.
Thank you.
like I was saying about the pastor being so much of it, you know, sometimes I'm kind of torn because I know some of the fans have been with us for a while, want to hear some of the old tunes, you know. And then again, we try to keep ourselves interested, and I keep writing them and stuff, you know. So I feel kind of, you remember Flip Wilson? Okay, he had a character on his show called the Reverend Leroy. Reverend Leroy was the pastor of the Church of What's Happening Now. I'm a member of that congregation, basically. You know. But I think I'll do an old one for you right now. And this is a song that you probably have not heard since the 8-track broke down.
Thank you.
same with fishermen. But sometimes I carry one of those little small telescopes and rods in my suitcase. One time, this has been quite a while ago, I went fishing over Lake Minnetonka when I was in town. Caught a bunch of sunnies, took them back to the Holiday Inn, cleaned them up, and had the guy fry them. Fishing's a beautiful thing, but you don't always get lucky. Sometimes you get skunked. Now that's the more truth for you. And when there's long times sometimes when the fish don't bite. I remember one time I was out with this friend of mine. This is in California where I live. No bites, nothing, lonesome. I've been knowing this guy for 100 years, and I knew all of his stories. He knew all of mine. Got to talk about something. So the first thing popped in my head, I said, well, what do you think about this gay marriage proposition that's happening now? He says, oh, no. He said, I'm strictly against it. I don't like that idea at all. I said, oh, you don't care for the homosexual people so much. Is that what it is? He said, no, it's not that. He said, I just think there's enough fussing and fighting in the world without more people getting married. He said, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm in a same-sex marriage myself. I've been knowing this guy a long time. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, me and my wife been having the same sex for 20-some years. And he said, I told her, I said, baby, I'm getting damn tired of it, too. I'm going to the doctor and give me some of that Viagra. She thought about it a minute. She said, well, wait a minute. I'll go with you. Say, if you're going to stick that old rusty thing in me, I'll go get a tetanus shot. Steve Willis on the keyboard. And then over here on this side, we have Brother Steve Willis on the accordion. Yeah. Brother Ed Early on trombone. Bob Welch playing the guitar. Drums, Bobby Cochran. And on bass, Ruth Davies. You people are sounding great tonight.
We love you.
Back in.
Somebody threw a
We just kind of snuck that one back into the repertoire after 113 years. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Here's one that, you ever heard of a guy named Paul Thorne? I think he's great. He's a great songwriter, a real cool performer. He was nice enough to do one of my songs in, this is it right here. What the hell is going on? Don't pay attention to me. I'm a musician. Yeah.
Thank you.
you folks have a good time this evening. We sure did too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvin, give him 5 minutes to cool down a little bit. He's going to go up there and sign. He brought a little Sharpie with him. He'll be signing for you. So thanks for coming out to the zoo. Drive safely and rock on. What a night. Thank you. Thank you. One more time. Elvin Bishop.